The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for November is a book and a DVD. It's a Bible study on three major themes in Scripture: witness, mercy, life together. Now, the DVD features four instructional videos by Lutheran Church Missouri Synod President Matt Harrison. You can purchase Witness, Mercy, Life Together by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, or you can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, Witness, Mercy, Life Together. And now at the end of the first hour, it's time to pick Issues, Etc. blog of the week. We read your blogs. If you'd like us to read yours, just send us an email with your blog's address. They'll let us know where it is. And you can get the Issues, Etc. widget for your blog at our support page, issuesetc.org, and click support. You'll find it there at the bottom of the page, and then maybe we'll pick your blog one of these weeks.
My pick this week is a round, unvarnished tale, not table. Remember, we once called it Table, A Round Unvarnished Tale by Cheryl Magnus. It's a blog post titled A Maternal Overreach. It seems to be a week for sharing Evan's stories. Evan is one of Cheryl's sons. A few nights ago, we were driving home after eating dinner out together, just the two of us, everyone else was out of town, and Evan piped up from the back seat, "Mom, when I grow up, I want to help people." "Ah, be still, my proud mommy heart." "Why, Evan, what a nice thought. Helping people is a great goal. What would you like to do to help people?" "I'm thinking maybe doctor, fireman, roto-rooter man." "I'd like to help people who are lost," Evan says. "Even better, I go in for the kill." "That's really cool, Evan. You know, the people who are most lost are the ones who don't know about Jesus. Maybe when you grow up, you could help people find Jesus like Pastor does." Silence. Then Evan states, "Mom, I don't understand you. I meant like if they get lost in the forest, I would help them find their way out." "Oh, can't blame a Lutheran mom for trying." My pick for Issues, Etc. blog of the week, A Round Unvarnished Tale.
Very good. I like that one. I always like the kids' stories. My pick this week comes from a blog. I think I've picked this before. It's called PM Notes, a Lutheran pastor. And he has recently posted something. The blog post title is God a Bush? Examining the Lutheran View of Communion. And he actually quotes from Martin Chemnitz, writing about the Lord's Supper, making an analogy for the Lord's Supper, the presence of Christ in the Lord's Supper. Is the Lord a bush? To this we would answer, no. Does the bush represent the Lord? To this we would also say, no. Does the bush turn into the Lord? Again, no. So how could we explain what's happening in Exodus chapter 3, the burning bush? We would say that in a profound way, the Lord was in, with, and under the bush. The bush did not turn into the Lord, nor did the bush merely represent the Lord. Rather, the bush was fully present, burning yet not consumed. The Lord was also fully present. He appeared to him in the flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. It is no different with the sacrament of communion. In the bread and wine, the Lord is present, in with and under the elements. Take and eat. This is my body. Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant. Jesus does not say, take and eat. This represents my body. Drink from it, all of you. This represents my blood of the covenant. Nor does he say, take and eat. This changes into my body. Drink of it, all of you, for this changes into my blood. Just as the Lord was in with and under the bush, so it is with Jesus in communion. Thus, when we receive the elements in communion, we receive the real presence of Jesus in, with, and under for the forgiveness of sins. My pick for Issues, Etc. blog of the week. We'll have a link to my pick and to Jeff's at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Wow, first hour flew by. Second hour, Pastor Bill Swirl is going to be joining us for the first part. We're going to take up a conversation with him on the third petition of the Lord's Prayer, Thy Will Be Done. He is author of an article in the latest issue of Higher Things magazine titled Catechism, Thy Will Be Done. We'll talk about the will of God, how it is at the same time a mystery and, well, in some sense, fully known to us, fully revealed to us. We'll be right back with Hour 2 of Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.